Tragically, around the world every day, children are abandoned on the mistaken assumption that they're certain to develop and eventually succumb to the HIV/AIDS that their parents had. But because infants carry many of their mother's antibodies through their first year of life, a number of newborns with infected mothers may give a false positive and never actually develop the disease themselves. But regardless of the fact that a full 75% of babies who test positive at birth will eventually be found not to have the virus, many communities just don't want to take the risk or the responsibility. So it was in response to this that Jesuit missionary Father Angelo D'Agostino founded Nambani House in 1992. Nambani means home in Kiswahili and is a children's home on the outskirts of Nairobi, Kenya. It's welcomed and cared for scores of children whose parents have succumbed to AIDS and is currently home to nearly 100 children. Nambani is a place where these kids are cared for until at least a definite assessment of their HIV status can be made. Children who are eventually found not to have the virus are adopted or find other homes, whereas other children who are found to be HIV positive are given the best care available and live in Nambani until they become self-reliant. Shortly before his death, Father D'Agostino spoke with Vatican Radio about the origins of this project.
When we started, it was a hospice because the children came to die. There was no cure. Thankfully, the last 6-7 years, we had the intervention of ARV, antiretroviral medication, which allows them to live. So now we have 96 children, and 18 are teenagers who will be some will be graduated from high school.
Father D'Agostino also spoke of the nearly completed Nambani village, just a few hours outside Nairobi.
The purpose of that village is to provide a healthy, wholesome environment for 1,000 orphans, not necessarily HIV positive, but nonetheless orphans. Their parents have died of AIDS. And another important feature is that it will include their grandparents. So about 250 or 300 grandparents in this village, which was initially funded by the Vatican. The initial seed money came from a stamp that was published by the State of the Vatican commemorating children with AIDS in Africa. And it was matched by the Lazio region of Italy. And finally, we had a grant from the United States government. The village is about 80% completed at this point.
Father D'Agostino passed away last week at the age of 80, but the work he began continues. I'm Catherine Smybert.